USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time-ever event and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. A bill that would have required all Texas public schools to display the Ten Commandments prominently in every classroom has failed. Yesterday was the last day to approve the bill before the legislative session ends next Monday, and time expired before the Senate House could vote on the Ten Commandments bill. The Texas Senate approved the measure last month. If you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend, you better pack some extra patience.
If you're traveling by plane, you're not going to be alone in the sky or at the airport.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions as the number of travelers is expected to be at pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend. I'm John Schaefer.
The Final Four in hockey's race for the Stanley Cup playoffs has two teams emerging as dominant forces. Both the Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers lead their best-of-seven series 3-0. Games continue tonight and tomorrow night. USA News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A letter sent to the House Ways and Means Committee, Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Daniel Werfel denied intervening to retaliate against a whistleblower in connection with the Hunter Biden complaint and investigation. This, as a second whistleblower, has now come forward. Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican from South Carolina, on Fox News.
Anyone at the IRS today or anyone in the administration, if you have something to say, if you've seen something with the Hunter Biden investigation, you want to talk to the Oversight Committee, we will protect you. We're going to protect every whistleblower that comes forward into this investigation. If the FBI and DOJ won't do their job, well, we'll do it for them.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump was told by a Manhattan, New York court to keep his comments about the case to himself.
During a virtual appearance in a Manhattan courtroom Tuesday, Trump was told by Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan that he could potentially be sanctioned if he violates a court order. Trump appeared with his defense team from Mar-a-Lago, only speaking to say, "I do," when the judge asked if he had a copy of the court order. This order bans Trump from speaking publicly about evidence in the Stormy Daniels case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him, and the next court date in the case is set for March of next year. I'm Skip Kelly.
SpaceX scrubbed a launch attempt early this evening at Cape Canaveral, Florida, due to bad weather, delaying until tonight the liftoff of an Airbus-built communication satellite for ArabSat. Today is officially Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.